Sometimes I have a problem with my temper, Bella. He was whispering, too, and as he stared out the window, his eyes narrowed into slits. But it wouldn't be helpful for me to turn around and hunt down those. He didn't finish his sentence, looking away, struggling for a moment to control his anger again. At least, he continued, that's what I'm trying to convince myself. Oh, the word seemed inadequate, but I couldn't think of a better response. We sat in silence again. I glanced at the clock on the dashboard. It was past 6:30. Jessica and Angela will be worried, I murmured. I was supposed to meet them. He started the engine without another word, turning around smoothly and speeding back toward town. We were under the streetlights in no time at all, still going too fast, weaving with ease through the cars slowly cruising the boardwalk. He parallel parked against the curb in a space I would have thought much too small for the Volvo, but he slid in effortlessly in one try. I looked out the window to see the lights of La Bella Italia, and Jess and Angela just leaving, pacing anxiously away from us. How did you know where... I began, but then I just shook my head. I heard the door open and turned to see him getting out. What are you doing? I asked. I'm taking you to dinner, he smiled slightly, but his eyes were hard. He stepped out of the car and slammed the door. I fumbled with my seatbelt and then hurried to get out of the car as well. He was waiting for me on the sidewalk.